Brent, what would you say was some of the, what were some of the trends in audio that you saw there at the show, things that were sort of becoming important in the industry?
I'd say two things. First of all, there was, you know, predictably a lot of new Dolby Atmos stuff, and therefore, you know, DTS:X, et cetera, especially in terms of the speakers and some of the Atmos-enabled speakers. And then also, you know, I found a lot of interest, renewed interest in doing better quality in-wall and in-ceiling speakers. There were a lot of demos, even from some pretty mainstream manufacturers, of in-wall and in-ceiling speakers. So I think people are starting to take them more seriously. And also the manufacturers, you know, I think maybe 10 years ago, there was more of a trend towards take whatever drivers you're using in your current speakers and put them into an in-wall or a ceiling speaker. Whereas now it looks like there's a lot more dedicated engineering that's going into them.
Mm. Mark, I think you noticed some similar trends in terms of in-wall, on-wall, or in-wall, in-ceiling, and even hidden and disguised speakers.
Yes, that seemed to be the trend. Get those big boxes out of there. And I did, you know, I was visiting like the Bryston booth, and they were telling me about how they're taking their floor-standing speaker, turning it into an in-wall. And all the way to let's make it completely disappear, if possible, by making it look like a light fixture.
Right. And you took a great picture at the James speaker booth. I think we have that one of some pretty hidden speakers. If we can pull that one up. I'm going to be bouncing around here, John. So there it is. Tell us what we're looking at here. I mean, these gigantic speakers are hardly hidden.
Right.
But
so you think you're listening to these huge speakers, but you're not. The red arrows are pointing to what we were actually listening to, those tiny little squares in the wall. And down on the floor were these little slits. So those are the speakers. The big in walls were there to fool you, or maybe for a different demo. But and then the bass was coming out of the floor. They just had these little slits in the wall. You really can't see them. It's completely invisible. And behind there is a subwoofer that's suspended between the beams or whatever. And then it's venting out those out of a wooden slotted grate.
Mm. Tom, did you hear the James?
I missed that. I tend to avoid audio demos that are held on the open show floor. There's no way you can do good audio that way.
That's true.
The layout is interesting, but you can't judge what the quality of the sound is, even close to judging what it is.
Well, that's true, Mark. You made that point in a piece that you did or a comment on AVS about how it's almost impossible to make such a determination. Brent, I assume you feel the same way, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think in the case of that James demo, it at least showed that this little, you know, apparently little teeny tiny system could play pretty loud and put out pretty decent bass and be invisible. So it showed that. I mean, it's not like you're going to judge the real sound quality of it. But with those kind of systems, it's more like, does it even work? Is really the question.
Yeah.